This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, ladies. Today's podcast is going to be a bit of a follow-up to last week's, where we discussed how God recognizes His daughters, and I titled this lesson, The Daughters of God Searching for Grace. And we spoke about Ruth, and so I'm going to go back to that for just a little bit here. In Ruth 2:1-2, we read, And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field, and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. This sounds like such a simple task, doesn't it? If we look a little bit deeper as we read these verses in Ruth 2:1-2, let's consider some passages in Leviticus 19:9-10, where there we read, And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather thy gleanings of the harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard, thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Yes, our Father in heaven was always providing for the poor, for the widows who had no way to make a living. Things were much more complicated for women to survive then than those living in the 21st century today. While we still have many who are poor or unable to work today, women did not have as many opportunities to provide for themselves or their children back then. But our God has always provided a way for us, ladies, and for that we should be most grateful. God also reminds His children of old, in Deuteronomy 24:1-2, of this same provision. And it reads, When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondsman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Now in these verses we see God saying, Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Whereas in Leviticus 19:10 we read, I am the Lord your God. What a loving and generous, thoughtful and gracious God we have. Let's consider the following comment that Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary on the Old Testament makes. The right of gleaning was conferred by a positive law on the widow, the poor, and the stranger. And we can see those notes in Leviticus 19:9-10 and Deuteronomy 24:21. But liberty to glean behind the reapers was not a right that could be claimed. It was a privilege granted or refused according to the goodwill or favor of the owner. So that's kind of a little more information than what we had when we just talked last week about Ruth's gleaning, isn't it? A privilege granted or refused according to the goodwill or favor of the owner. Now Ruth desired to find grace in the eyes of Boaz, that she might be able to help Naomi to provide food and needful things, as they were now two single women who had lost two grown married sons. And of course Ruth, Naomi's daughter-in-law, who lost her husband. Even in their dire, needful time of distress and sorrow, both women knew that they must carry on. Both had lived according to the laws that our God had laid down for His daughters. Ruth had the gravest respect for Naomi, and she asked if she could go to the field of Boaz to bring back food, and Naomi told her to go. She desired to find grace in the eyes of Boaz, and she did. As God watched over her and Naomi, we see the beautiful fulfillment of that grace, and both Naomi and Ruth were blessed. God has extended His grace to each and every person, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Looking to the Bible, we can readily see that grace bestowed upon many. In the New Testament, we see the word grace used 131 times, and most of those times it involves either directly or indirectly with that distribution of grace given by God or by Christ. We're told in 1 John 17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Paul states in Romans 5, 1 through 2, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." So, ladies, if God tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and we apply what we just read in Romans 5, 1 through 2, that faith in God's word, coupled to our obedience to that which God commands, we stand justified before God and should have the peace with God that can only come through obedience to Christ. Notice that it says that we have access, and that's very important. That means we must do something. We must act upon what God commands through His word to receive that grace, that gift from God, the salvation of our soul. Ruth and Naomi did just that. Were they sad? Were they distraught over the loss of their loved ones? Absolutely. They're human, just like us. Were they exhausted and lonely during their travels? Discouraged and afraid? No doubt about that. Two women by themselves, making that long, weary trip all the way back to Naomi's homeland. Were they worried that perhaps about how they might survive on their return upon home? Possibly. There had been a famine in the land. In spite of all their difficulties, depression, and oh yes, I don't doubt that they had to have been saddened to the point that they were at a low level, somewhat depressed. But did they give up? No. Both Ruth and Naomi encouraged one another, and Naomi even looked to her kindred and those women of like faith for encouragement. And that's an important lesson for each of us today. Even at our lowest point, maybe what might seem as an insurmountable point, we need to gravitate toward prayer, God's word, God's people, faithful sisters who will understand and hold us up until we're able to regain the spiritual strength to support ourselves. We will find grace in our sisters. But most importantly, we will find grace with our Father. We don't have to search far. But when the view is cloudy and the fog seems to have settled, there is a light that will always shine the pathway of grace toward our God in heaven. May we always be searching for that light in our time of need. I will leave you ladies with this passage as we close, and I hope it's as special and encouraging for you as it is for me. It's a demonstration of the lovely grace that God has bestowed upon us. We read of this in Luke 1:78 through 79. "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And I thank you all for listening.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.